So please welcome Lorelai Egli.
I've missed you so. I've been working on Wednesday nights and so haven't been able to come to Slolio, but I feel so full up from the stories already, so I've kind of lost track of my story. So I was thinking about how, like I said, each story brought something to mind meandering through. Rather than looking for love, I'm calling it living it. I've been taking care of kids. I've told some stories about that occasionally. And I thought that I was going to give it up because I was done. I just, like most teachers, it was more difficult occasionally with the parents, you know, not letting a 18-month-old eat or walk by itself. You know, it was kind of hard for me to not engage myself in. But I was done. One of my favorite, I call him my favorite father, recommended me to his coworker. He had a baby, and would I be interested in meeting this family and seeing how it would go? So I decided that I would, and I met this little guy. I call him my big, fat Hawaiian Buddha baby. He's over 24 pounds at 8 months old. And when I got him, he was 3 months old. And I set him up against a bolster because he was so big, and he just kind of keeled over like Humpty Dumpty. I was really surprised. But so having watched kids over the years, I realized being child-free, that is where I have found love, is being with these little people. And this guy especially, I sit him on my lap, and I just feel like he emanates. I jokingly looked up his birthday, and he's 4 days off of the Dalai Lama. So I was like, oh, he's a potential. But one of the stories tonight made me think of our day today. We go around Lost Oasis. We walk around the bay and get to enjoy the sand spit and the bay. I haven't taken him out kayaking yet, Gene. So, but today we went down to the Back Bay Cafe, and I've also been, this is for Dean, I've been pulling the Sahara mustard out around the labyrinth everywhere I walk. I'm guerrilla gardening. So all of my children have basically been Aryans. I think it's the nature of our area, or at least, I don't know, maybe the people I associate with. But this little guy is a brown-eyed, brown baby, and and with big ears also. So anyway, it's a pleasure to find love in little beings.